Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Newsbox. It's Tuesday, the 5th of June. What is the news, Zina?
Men are plonkers.
Why is this?
Well, if, for example, you're married to one of them.
I'm not, but if I imagine I am.
Okay.
Stop being so annoying.
Exactly. To start with. Then you have three kids.
Well, bloody hell. You shut up as well.
Yeah, then.
But I love you.
Then you decide to split up.
Oh, okay.
Imagine I'm the husband.
Okay. Are we role playing now?
Yeah. Well, I've got the kids here with me now, but I'm not sure if I'm allowed to have them all the time.
Am I there as the one?
No, you've taken the littlest one to your house, and I've gone to a little bed set with two of the others. It was only last week, so maybe we'll get back together. But what if we don't? Then I'll hardly get to see them. I know, I'll burn us all to death.
That's not a very good solution.
Daddy! No, you must die. That's how much I love you.
Yeah, he was a bad man. What's his name?
Mr. Varma. Ian.
They're quite cute kids as well.
Yeah. It's a shame.
Well, there's another bad in the news. A director of a big city company, very rich, handsome. He looks like he could be in a model for Italian aftershave. And he's been sectioned because he's gone mental and beat his two-year-old kid she's being hospitalised now in critical condition. So he's in a mental hospital.
Really?
Just going to show you that money and handsomeness don't bring you...
Well, I was saying that happiness. In the post office before, there's three girls, all apparently sisters. One of them, the youngest one, who looked about 14, was quite heavily pregnant and had obviously just dyed all the hair black. And the older sister came into the post office and then screamed at her and pulled her hair, and they were having a fight. The man behind the thing was going, "Calm down, how many stamps do you want?" And the older girl was going, "Look at her, she's my kid's sister. And yesterday she had blonde hair, and now look at it, it's black, it's not going to get washed out."
That's none of their business. But you can't, as everyone knows, you can't use peroxide on your hair when you're pregnant, because that's bad, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I don't know if it just makes your hair fall out, or if it gets into your system as bad for the baby.
I mean, I think it's one of those things that's more of an old wives' tale than anything else.
Yeah.
But, you know,
maybe that's why she decided, I'll change the colour.
It was more to do with, she was just an angry person.
She should chill out.
So they'd be the kind of people that might
kill their children.
Yeah.
The London Olympic logo was released yesterday. There's been all sorts of hoo-ha about it because, essentially,
it's shit.
It's a bit weird. And shit. And so people have been writing into the BBC site and designing their own, all of which is quite good. There's a lot of good graphic design programmes out there.
Mm-hmm.
And the Metro, consequently, it's made out of... Everyone's seen it, I don't know why I'm explaining it. But basically the five shapes it's made out of, they're cutting them out and making other pictures with them.
Mm-hmm.
My favourite is K9 looking at two ducks.
Yeah. My favourite comment is, it looked like a swastika.
I like that comment. I also like, what is Lisa Simpson doing to that poor man?
Yeah, I couldn't.
And then you go, oh no, she's giving him a blowy, I think.
Oh.
She's basically kneeling in front of him.
Yeah.
And I also like, it looks like as if it was designed by fictional character Nathan Barley. So if Nathan Barley had redesigned a swastika, this is what they've come up with.
Shit.
It is a very good one. Yeah.
There's nothing nice about it. There's nothing pleasing about it.
Even the colours are boring.
All the angles and everything. And yeah, the colours are wishy-washy and the writing.
So it's getting a resounding thumbs down from everyone. But, you know, it doesn't matter. It's only the logo. What matters. What actually matters is the Olympics themselves. The games themselves.
Well, but they have wasted quite a lot of money on it. If they fuck this up, then what else are they going to do? Put me on the running team? I bet they would. They're that stupid. Put you in the dance-off?
The Olympic dance-off?
Yeah.
Official Olympic sports. There's a brilliant picture of yesterday. We listened to this on the radio and we laughed. There's actually a picture of it. It's 1,000 gallons of tomato puree that spilled on the road yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a picture there. And look, basically it's like fallen off the side of a bridge. And there's loads of tomato puree everywhere. Brilliant. What a brilliant spillage that is. It's not going to do anyone any harm.
It's
apart from the tomatoes. And it's just funny. Yeah. Why not have tomato puree all over a road? What would be your favourite things that you spilt? What about a supply of wigs have fallen off a lorry? Police are combing the area. I think that's from the two Ronnies. But to be honest, it's quite low par for them. Russell Brand, haven't mentioned him for a while.
Oh, we haven't. He used to be our favourite person to talk about.
Well,
he certainly came up a lot.
He certainly came up. Well, apparently he does.
Not so much anymore.
He made loads of jokes about the Brits about sex and stuff because that's what he does, and people complained. And he had 262 complaints, and people complained. 262. You're distracting me now.
Mm-hmm.
So he was playing with toy monkey. But they've said, don't worry, he's only joking. It is his job, of course. It's the Brit Awards. It's supposed to be a bit edgy.
Yeah, shut the fuck up, everybody.
So if you're going to be offended by these sort of jokes, perhaps you should watch Points of View and Bits of a Murders, Songs of Praise, things that are on a Sunday.
Well, just don't bother doing anything.
What do you think about Prince William and Prince Harry and Princess Diana on the TV programme and them saying that they don't want to see pictures of the crash on the telly?
They don't want to see pictures, they shouldn't switch on, because everybody else, let's face it, wants to see.
There aren't any pictures of actually, you know, they made it sound like they're her corpse.
You can't see her face going, oh, I'm dying.
No, you can't really see her at all, it's more of a picture of the crash.
Maybe her legs splayed or something. What would be interesting is to see what position she was in when they crashed. Like, were they having sex on the back seat?
Were they doing the Olympic 2001 logo? Go on then, do the Bono story.
I do wonder if he wasn't wearing these glasses. I do wonder if he'd be recognisable.
He would be as
maybe
Robin
that's,
Williams.
Maybe that's his whole thing. Maybe that's how he can live a normal life.
So he goes, right, I'm out now. I'm off down the shops for some milk and a packet of
take the
Fox
take
Crunch
off.
Take the glasses off. Nobody's going to know who the bloody hell I am.
Yeah.
It's an interesting.
It's very clever. I tell you what, he's an awfully clever man.
Well, we don't trust him, though.
Do we not?
Well, when I say we, I mean some people who filled in a survey on eBay, which is a well-known gauge of public opinion. They say that, he's got that red, the company Red, and they have a credit card, which apparently a bit of money goes to charity. People mm-hmm. say that they think it's overhyped, and they don't really trust him. What people we do think are ethical and credible, Bob Geldof and Stella McCartney, David Cameron and Gordon Brown, no, we don't trust them as spokespeople for ethical living. They don't even bother to ask about Tony Blair. Tony who?
No, they did. They did like Gordon Brown and David Cameron.
No, just 2% and 4% retrospectively said they regarded Gordon Brown and David Cameron as spokesmen for ethical living. I think that's quite a bad rating for them. But twice as many prefer David Cameron, perhaps because he's got that wind farm.
Does he own a wind farm?
No, he's got a windmill, one wind turbine on his house that doesn't really do anything. John Reed, he said, I was in a gang when I was a kid, even though I don't like gangs now, and I'm a grown up, I'm trying to stop them. When I was a kid, I was in a gang. Do you know what sort of thing we used to do? Gang stuff.
Raping? Pillaging?
Nope. They would go on long walks to a cafe and spend all night drinking one cup of coffee. Oh, the answering's going off.
Nice.
Sorry for the muttering in the background.
Here is a picture of Mrs. McCann with her little daughter, the one that hasn't been nicked. act. Mm-hmm. She, the little daughter is carrying a doll.
Yeah, it's a naked doll.
It's also...
Has it got a winky?
It's also got genitalia.
It has, it's a genitally doll.
Hanging out.
Right, well, they should definitely put some pants on it then.
What kind of message is that to a paedophile? I never had a doll with a vagina. It had a seam.
Tiny Tears had a wee hole.
Did it?
Yeah, there was a sort of Tiny Tears.
Did
that
it
cried,
have flaps?
And it had a wee. It didn't have flaps, no.
Well, this is
didn't
this
have a clitoris or anything.
This has got what?
I mean, it could be distended flaps.
Or it could be a tiny, undropped
testicles.
Well, I'm saying it's sending out a wrong signal. The doll has been sexualized. I don't know what to think about it.
Maybe you should not think about it.
If Maddie had been walking around with that...
She's fair game for a paedophile.
You know? I mean, they need to watch out.
Chocolate or sex?
Sex.
Yeah, obviously. There's a headline here, women shun sex for chocolate high. Apparently half women would prefer to have some chocolate and some sex. I say they're not having the right sort of sex. 87% of men would rather have a night of lovemaking. Which is weird, because that means that 13% of men would rather have a Mars bar than some sex. Seems implausible. Mm. We've also got someone banging and doing a musical in the theatre.
Obviously, wrong people have had bad experiences with other wrong people. Hence, they don't like sex very much and think this chocolate is better than it.
I suppose. Maybe a good bit of chocolate is better than bad sex. Probably is.
Yeah, I mean, God, who wants to have bad sex?
No one. Oh, the answer's going again. Most porn moment on TV is Sharon Stone crossing her legs in Basic Instinct. That I understand. Stop banging! Jesus. What are they? I can't understand what they're banging.
You're head against a wall.
It's Sharon Stone crossing her legs in Basic Instinct.
What about
the other
it?
Thing, that's the most paused TV moment. The other things that are most paused are someone scoring a goal in the 1966 World Cup final and Del Boy falling through the bar and only falls off horses. Now, for me, particularly the last two, especially Del Boy, because I'm not really interested in that football, but the act of him falling over is the funny thing. Why would you pause it midway? Why is that going to make it funnier? I can see why you'd stop the Sharon Stone thing so you can have a good look at her fanny.
Mm-hmm. But do you even see it? I don't think you do.
Not too much. But I can't understand why you pause Del Boy. What sort of thing would you pause on the telly?
I mean, this is question time. Panorama.
I remember when I was
Newsnight.
A student, spent quite a lot of time on watching the Brittle, aforementioned Brittle ones, but an old one, and trying to see if you could see Joey Halliwell's tits come out of her top. We watched it in a slow motion a lot, couldn't really see much.
Now, tell me about these little piggies.
There's some piggies.
They're ever so cute.
They're tiny piglets, and they've been given some sponges and some paint, and they just push them around, and now someone's trying to flog them for some money. The pigs look cute, they've got little smudges on them. Little smudges of paint on their faces. They're little pigs.
They're really nice. If you could have a pig like that and he'd never grow, I'd definitely have two.
Sadly, they do, and then you make them into smudges.
Or if you're George Clooney, you fuck them.
There's a woman been murdered, and this is quite sad, I think. She's 32, and she went on a date. And then never came home. And I assume they've arrested a guy, presumably it was the guy she went on a date with.
Yeah.
It just all feels a bit sad and a bit close to home. She's got all the friends on Facebook going, oh dear, where are you? Where is she? Ooh. Oh dear, she's dead. Just, you know, she met him in the club. You know, how do you know? How do you know someone? How do you meet anyone? Ever there, not know they're a potential
Well, you just have to meet people through friends of friends, don't you? Just hope to, you know, hope that your friends are a good judge of character. You can't really meet people, like, from out of nowhere.
Apparently not. I mean, this could happen on dating websites as well, this please. Watch out, don't go out with anyone. You mainly just have sex with members of your own family, that'll all work.
Beyonce.
This isn't true, is it?
No, but she's saying she makes no apologies for her behind. Why should she?
Or her eating habits. She says she eats what she likes. If it's pizza, so be it.
I had a pizza last night.
I like pizza too.
And I've got a butt.
Yeah, well, I think Beyonce's doing that thing that you always do. If your friend's on a diet, you always try and trick them into eating some cakes because you don't want them to be thin. And I think that's what Beyonce's doing to all of us women, going, oh no, I don't watch what I eat. Oh, I'm so porky. No, she does, and she isn't. She's just trying to make the rest of us fat. That's her plan. Terrible things happened in Hollywood. I'm not talking about Paris Hilton. I'm talking about Victoria Beckham and Cameron Diaz both turned up to the MTV Movie Awards with the same shoes on. They were a plain stiletto court shoe.
And they've both got the same length of leg.
It's a disaster for everybody.
Poshy.
Yeah.
Is there?
She's quite a dark shade of orange compared to Diaz-y.
Yeah. I prefer. Right, I do like the shoes. I prefer Cameron's dress, Posh's hairdo, but not Posh's colour. Somewhere in between.
Big Brother news. Series of stories here. Ooh. Yesterday, we discussed. I don't think we discussed this on air, as it were, but in real life, so to speak. That's the thing that Trey always says. On The Apprentice, so to speak, that Charlie was born in jail to a prostitute.
Yeah.
Not true. Oh. Metro have retracted that. It's actually Chanel.
Oh.
Now, Chanel is a bit upset, but there's only one toilet bowl left. And Carol's put herself in charge of it, but Carol's got cold, and Chanel's upset that Carol's, you know, got the toilet paper and she's putting her hands on it, her cold hands on it, and spreading germs to people's arses. I don't think people get cold through your arse, but she's upset. And also, this is my favourite comment, then putting the toilet paper on the table where people put their feet. I can entirely understand why she's upset about that. I hate feet on furniture. A woman, she's a DJ, she had a £15,000 a year job at Portsmouth radio station, so not get paid that much, but it could lead to something good.
Yeah.
And probably you could fit in another job if you're doing 3 hours at the radio station, I guess. She's quit the whole job. Just so she got a Big Brother.
Idiot.
Yep. Kim Cattrall, aka Samantha Jones from Sex and the City, loves buses. She says, it's the best way to get about London. Look at my Oyster card. I've been flashing her Oyster card around. It's because she's so old, she's got a bus pass. She's just impressed with the free travel.
She says the other day that there was going to be more Sex and the City.
I hear that, but...
I think the time might have passed.
Do you know, I think it might have. I think we missed the boat.
Paris Hilton getting out of prison tomorrow.
No, she's not.
For good behaviour.
She's in done 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Easier.
So that's what happens these days. You get life, it doesn't mean life, it means, you know.
You've been in America.
A week.
A dragon has mauled a boy to death, according to the headline here. But on the other hand, a unicorn has saved a baby from drowning.
Oh, what?
Well, dragon mauled a boy to death is a real headline. I made up the thing about the unicorn to make a point about fictional creatures. But it's actually a Komodo dragon, which is the name of a real big lizard. Anyway, it's tried to drag him into bushes. That's what they'll do, big reptiles.
Kate Moss has got the gorilla coat.
Ooh.
and now, instead of having a baby, just get a Chinese robot.
Well, why not? Because that's going to be less important if you decide to set it on fire. Mm-hmm. Than your robot.
Oh,
poor robot.
Poor R2-D2. Oh, poor robot.
Metal Mickey.
Oh, Metal Mickey.
Poor... What's the one that on... Buck Rogers?
Daggett?
Is that on Buck Rogers?
Yeah. Oh, maybe that was the dog.
Was there a dog on Buck Rogers?
Somebody tell us there was something called Daggett and Buck Rogers. Because my brother had a figure of it.
Me.
Buck Rogers.
Right, so you're going to go away and think about Buck Rogers for a while now. Mm-hmm. You may want to do the same.
Oh, and if you...
Or have chocolate bar.
If you do play a harp, try not dressing up as if you are a harp. You don't need to do that.
I've got to learn to play the harp, but it's not very practical. It's not like one of those things you go, oh yeah, I'm at a party, there's a harp in the corner of the room. I know, I'll just play a bit of harp and get everyone singing around the old harp.
Well, if that's what you're hoping for, yeah. To have something you can...
A party trick,
maybe. I mean, you don't need one, do you? You've got your stub a fag out of your
tongue.
Yeah,
I've got that. I think I was getting a bit tired now, though.
What else have you got?
That's it.
Can you yodel?
No.
Well, you have got 32 double D tits, so...
It's not really a party trick, though.
Can you tie me a bow?
No. Some people put lipstick on with their lipstick in their cleavage, can't they?
Well, the girl can in the Breakfast Club.
That's it. I might learn how to do that. Instead of learning the harp, seems easier.
learn it using that that one that doesn't come off for a day.
No. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Learn a party trick.
Hey, Michelle, I'm on a diet.
What sort of diet?
I want to be really, really skinny diet.
What are you eating?
Oh, hardly anything at all.
Oh, why don't you eat this cake here?
Oh, I could.
It's a special slimming cake. There's hardly anything in it, and to be honest, you need the energy just so you can, you know, do some exercise later, which will burn it all off easily.
Okay.
Just catching the tube will burn off this massive cake.
Have you got anything else apart from this cake? Chocolate?
I've got some chocolate.
Have you had that? What else have you got?
Crisps.
Love that.
Peanuts.
What did you have for your lunch? What, that orange, can I have that?
No, the orange.
Your arm.
Yeah, I've got my arm. I'm confused now, what are you doing?
Bye!
She turned cannibal.
Bye!